Well, let's check the boys' state basketball tournament. Just four games yesterday on the agenda, and it was the four first-round Class 4A championship tournament games. Iowa City West, a winner over Newton, 57-51. Cedar Rapids Kennedy beat Dubuque Hempstead, 55-47. It was Sioux City East, a winner over Bettendorf, 61-53. And West Des Moines Valley rallied for a 57-55 win over Des Moines North yesterday. Those winners move into the 4A semifinals on Friday afternoon. The semifinals in the other three classes, those are all scheduled for today in Des Moines. They'll start with Class 1A this morning. North Lynn will face Gladbrook Rhinebeck. That's the 10:30 matchup. After that, Grandview Christian will battle Remsen St. Mary's at 12:15. They'll move to 2A in mid-afternoon with Western Christian facing Comanche. That's at 2 o'clock this afternoon. At 3:45, Pella Christian will face off against Kemper Catholic. The Knights are 23-2 and picked up an easy victory in the first round earlier this week. Pella Christian 21-4 coming into that 3:45 p.m. matchup. Then tonight it's the 3A semifinals as Waverly Shell Rock will play Cedar Rapids Xavier. Xavier, the defending state champion. That's a 6:35 tournament game. And then tonight at 8:15, West Delaware battles Sergeant Bluff Luton in the final 3A semifinal of the evening. Well, the Iowa Girls Coaches Association announced their 2017 All-State Basketball Team honorees yesterday. Those local honorees among them in Class 1A first team selections include Sophia Peppers of Exira EHK. She helped to lead her team into the semifinals of the 1A Girls Tournament. Julia Fleece of Glen Ralston, also a first team selection. Maddie Duncan of Sydney was a third team Class 1A pick. In 2A, Madeline Deichler of Trainer, who helped to lead her team to the state tournament, a first-team selection. Her teammate, Connor Sudman, was a second-team pick, along with Kenzie Kennard of Logan Magnolia. Third-team selections in Class 2A include Kaya Rasmussen of IKM Manning and Kelsey Shields of Mount Air. Gail Hartigan of Trainer, the 2A Coach of the Year. In Class 3A, first-team pick, Logan Ehlers of Shenandoah. Also, her teammate, Logan Hughes, was a third-team selection in Class 3A. And the Class 4A first team selection, Megan Holt, Lewis Central, makes the first team All-State squad. To college basketball now, where the Iowa Hawkeyes will try to play their way into the NCAA field when they open the Big Ten Conference tournament this evening against Indiana. The Hawkeyes put themselves into the conversation on the strength of a three-game winning streak that saw them finish league play with a record of 10-8.
Everybody knows what's at stake. Everybody knows where we sit and what opportunities are out there for this team. So you don't have to remind them and hit them in the face with it every minute. You just do what you think. What we'll do as a staff, what we think we need to do to get them ready to play Indiana.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who likes the depth on his team, but says it's not as big of an advantage in a tournament setting as some may believe.
I like having a lot of guys that I can play because it gives me options. You know, I can go big, I can go small, I can put my shooters in, I can put my athletes in and press. It gives me flexibility. But it doesn't mean that, you know, playing 11, 12 guys is going to help us win four games in 4 days. It's not how it works.
The teams met once during the regular season. The Hawkeyes claimed a nail-biter in Iowa City.
You know, they've had some really good games. They, you know, they played well against us. For the most part, we got down 17-4. They battled us, got to overtime. We ended up winning in overtime. So, obviously, it's a team that has our full attention in terms of what they're capable of doing.
Should be fun. We'll have it for you this afternoon. Pregame at 4:30. Tip time set for 5:30 from Washington, D.C. That's the Hawkeyes and the Hoosiers. Big Ten Conference tournament play. Yesterday in the Big Ten Conference, with his cousin, rapper Flavor Flav, cheering loudly from the third row, Shep Garner scored 7 of Penn State's 16 points in overtime Wednesday, leading the Nittany Lions to a 76-67 victory over Nebraska in the opening game of the Big Ten Conference tournament. Penn State never trailed and ended a 5-game losing streak. Also yesterday, Rutgers knocks off Ohio State 66-57 to advance. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm believes his team can make a deep run at the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. Winners of 6 of their last 7 games, the Cyclones open up the tournament today against Oklahoma State.
We got 3 guys on our team that's won Big 12 tournament championships, Monte, Nads, and Matt. I think we've got good experience. If our seniors play well, I think we've got a great chance.
Cyclones beat the Cowboys twice during the regular season and have won the last 9 games in that series. Prohm says there are a couple of keys to that game.
Number one, we've got to get back in transition. They're really, really good in transition. You've got to do a good job on each one of those 3 perimeter guys. Each each is different, but you've got to do a great job on Carroll, Evans, and Forte. And then we got to be able to finish plays because they crash and they go to the glass hard.
Prome believes it will be a very competitive tournament.
I think it'll be really competitive. I mean, you got three teams tied for second place. You got Kansas, who's obviously the number one seed and the league champion. And then you got a team like Oklahoma State, who's played really, really well the last 2 months. I think it'll be extremely competitive in each game.
Cowboys and the Cyclones, they'll tip it off 11:30 this morning at the Sprint Center in Kansas City. That game will be on TV as well. ESPN2 will televise that game. Yesterday at the Big 12 tourney, Andrew Jones scored 15 points. Kerwin Roach Jr. had all 13 of his in the second half. And number 10 seed Texas rallied for a 61-52 win over number 7 seed Texas Tech last night. Also yesterday, Vladimir Brodzinski had 20 points, Kenrick Williams 19, and 8th-seeded TCU rolled to an 82-63 win over the 9th-seed Oklahoma last night in the opening round of the Big 12 Conference tourney. Top-ranked Kansas has suspended their star freshman Josh Jackson for the Jayhawks' opening game of the Big 12 tournament after he backed into a parked car last month and fled the scene. Kansas coach Bill Self announced the punishment Wednesday. The number 1-seed Jayhawks will play 8th-seed TCU in the quarterfinals today. Self said the incident happened on February 2nd and that Jackson has acknowledged his responsibility and handled it himself, but he didn't tell me about it until Monday. This isn't the first time Jackson has been in trouble. He was charged with one count of misdemeanor criminal damage to property last month after he vandalized the car of a female student. That punishment was handled internally, and Jackson was not suspended. Well, the 14th-ranked Duke Blue Devils struggled before advancing to the ACC quarterfinals. Luke Kennard hit a pair of big baskets in the final 204 and finished with 20 points as Duke got by Clemson 79-72 yesterday. Duke will battle number 8 Louisville today. Number 21 Virginia reached the ACC quarterfinals for the 6th straight year as Kyle Guy tied a career high with 20 points in a 75-63 defeat of Pittsburgh. They'll move on to meet number 22 Notre Dame next. Also, Bucknell has reached the NCAA tournament for the first time in 4 years as they won the Patriot League final. Kimball McKenzie scored 18 points, and the Bison improved to 26-8 as they thumped Lehigh 81-65. Well, the Michigan men's basketball team had a scare as they tried to go to Washington, D.C. for the Big Ten tournament. The Wolverines' plane slid off a runway during an aborted takeoff at Willow Run Airport Wednesday, causing extensive damage to the aircraft. The team said everyone aboard was safe. Michigan plays Illinois today. Wake Forest star Tim Duncan and Gonzaga's John Stockton headline the 7-member class that will be inducted into the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame later this year. Also entering the Hall of Fame are Duke standout Jay Williams, Winston-Salem State's Cleo Hill, Indiana's Scott May, Purdue star Rick Mount, Creighton's Paul Silas, and Coach Bo Ryan. In football news, the Missouri State Highway Patrol says Kansas City Chiefs tight end Demetrius Harris has been arrested on suspicion of felony possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. The Kansas City Star reports that Harris was a passenger in a car stopped on Tuesday along Interstate 49. He was taken to the Bates County Jail, where he was booked and released. He's not been charged. Patrol Sergeant Bill Lowe says the car was stopped for a traffic violation. He says a trooper smelled marijuana and found the drug on Harris. The 25-year-old Harris was the Chiefs' backup tight end behind Travis Kelce the last 2 seasons and has played in 32 games while making 20 starts. Also in NFL news, Tony Romo is about to enter the NFL's free agent market. A person with knowledge of the decision tells the Associated Press that the Cowboys will release Romo when the NFL year opens up today. He'll lead the Cowboys as the franchise leader with over 34,000 passing yards and 248 touchdowns. Romo was 78-49 as the starter, but just 2-4 in the postseason. He suffered a series of injuries over the last couple of years, and the last being a broken bone in his back. Dak Prescott became the starter last season and led the Cowboys on a franchise record 11-game winning streak. Wide receiver Brandon Marshall staying in New York after accepting a 2-year package with the Giants. The Jets released Marshall less than a week ago, making him eligible to sign with any team before the start of free agency. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.